what we did and you learned so much is like, you bring that problem along with data to the table and you're working with the employees and the people that is actually using the system. And what you think the solution was, that's not what they want, you know? But it was just interesting, and it's like, it's just a different way that you're hearing them, and you're like, no, this is best practices, say we do this. And they're like, I don't care what best practices is. I'm telling you, I don't want to do that, you know?
I'm Steven Spears, and this is
The Future.
The future of Customer Engagement
and Experience Podcast.
Thanks for joining me as we continue our series on leadership during uncertainty. When things become uncertain for us, not only as a human, but as a business, what's the first thing we look for? Answers. I mean, we'll look anywhere, online, on forum websites we've never heard of, over the phone talking to an agent we don't know, or on the driveway talking to a neighbor we don't like. Rosetta Liu joins me to share her personal experience and how she's ensured her teams are there to answer the call and do it exceptionally. Now, Rosetta is principal consultant at GovCXP, where they're the pioneers in the field of government customer experience management for innovative and best practice solutions. She served as the chief customer experience officer for the city of Philadelphia, launching the nationally recognized City of Philadelphia's 311 contact center, as well as senior executive at the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, where she designed and implemented the White House Veteran Compliant Hotline. She is a wealth of knowledge, so I hope you take away a lot, just as I did. Rosetta, thanks for taking the time. Obviously, right now is definitely a time of uncertainty for people, businesses, and government, but it seems like you're no stranger to that.
Yeah, I've been pretty much in every, almost across a lot of sectors. So from the electric utility company, where you have, you know, power outages, weather events, everything goes down. You know, those are life and death situations that is critical, you know, to cities with Philadelphia. The federal government. So there's always some type of catastrophe that comes into play at some point. But it just depends on the level of intensity. So I have a good background in terms of across the industry, like, okay, where do you really truly have to ensure that, you know, life and death circumstances, you have to have a backup plan. You have to have a uncertainty plan, or disaster recovery plan. And then there's some where in private sector, if it's a non-essential, and you're not going to be getting sales, then you have a different type of plan. So I've been lucky where I've done different sectors and come across different needs in terms of being ready for a catastrophic event.
Definitely. So outside of the key areas of taking care of employees and customers at a human level, which obviously is priority number one, what have you seen as the best approach to ensure exceptional service in any situation?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I learned when I went to federal level, because a lot of times, you know, especially I've been doing this area of expertise in customer engagement and experience for a long time. So I've seen a lot of things, and they'll call it a different name, but it's like, oh, we used to call that surveying, you know, but now they call it something else, right? What I learned at the federal level is I really got into the human-centered design models. You solve the problem hand in hand with the user. So you're solving problems based off of the user's input. So it's not like I'm setting up a whole system for you. And yeah, I mean, I've been doing it so long, right? That I could pretty much say, I pretty much understand what's going to happen, right? Because I've been doing this for so long. But what that human-centered design approach did was, rather than saying, okay, we've been doing this so long, here's how you set up an IVR. No, what we did, and you learn so much, is like, you bring that problem along with data to the table, and you're working with the employees and the people that is actually using the system. And what you think the solution was, that's not what they want, you know? But it was just interesting, and it's like, it's just a different way that you're hearing them, and you're like, no, this is best practices, say we do this. And they're like, I don't care what best practices is. I'm telling you, I don't want to do that, you know? So I was fortunately given the opportunity, and I was appointed by the David Shulkin, who's the former VA secretary. I was the one that was selected to set up the President Trump White House hotline, one of the campaign promises he made when he was running for president. And I got tapped to actually build the White House hotline. So I'm the one that built the White House hotline. It's in West Virginia. And having worked in federal government, and again, you know, I've been doing so many call centers and how do you set them up? I mean, I could do stuff with my eyes closed, right? But it was interesting that the approach that we took was using the human-centered design. Because the whole thing is we want people to feel comfortable, seamless, it's personalized. They use it because they were part of the design process, that there were things that I was just like, okay, here's 1, 2, 3, 4, here's the playbook as to how you set up a call center, that we were able to add things that, you know, you would never have thought about, you know, in terms of disability. For example, there are folks, they can't, you know, for the person that can't speak, or maybe they're not the ones who are going to be calling or contacting the VA. It's going to be a caregiver, right? So what does the caregiver need? How do we and the employees understand? You can't go, well, ma'am, you're not the spouse, so we can't talk to you. No, that caregiver is so crucial for a lot of the veterans. How do we understand that without having that person to go through so much hardship? Right? How do we understand the customer? We need to understand the persona of that person that we're serving. And how do we make it easy for the employee and the customer to have those discussions to personalize the relationship? Meaning you have the history and the account and you have information, and now the agent and the customer, they're talking without having to put, you know, okay, the agents need to cut and paste this. I mean, how do you make that transaction more easier? All right. So that's where human-centered design comes in, where we're hearing from the customer. If you're going to go on digital, what works for you? You know, and an agent, employee going, okay, you're going to be dealing with these customers. What do you need? And taking all that information and automating processes to make it easier for the agents and the in this case, the veteran, to just have a discussion that it's a one call. First contact resolution was a big metric for us, but make it pleasurable, and that experience was great, that it was a great experience, not just, you know, I call it, but they had a good experience from beginning to end with the organization. So I would say the biggest lesson, the thing that I really love coming out from the federal space is the ability to understand and collect data from millions of veterans and customers, the caregivers, survivors, whomever is calling, to take that data and then be able to develop, you know, they call about certain things and start developing scripts where if they call about A, you know, maybe we need to hear some of the other related things that may be of use to them, right? So you're beginning to identify and personalize that conversation based on their history, based on their needs, based on their performance. So it's a more personalized relationship because you're speaking to me and I know you, and you know, we're even looking at things now. One of the things that I'm really intrigued with is the fact that you have systems now that based on a profile of the customer, and this is all, people understand, they understand the data is collected and they agree to this, but based on the profile and persona of a customer, you can match that now with the agent. So that you're, instead of being routed to some random person, you know, like we typically do, and you're like, you know, oh my gosh, this person is, you know, they're mad with me. You have those agents that, you know, they freak out when there's somebody yells at them, but it's like, welcome to customer service. That now you can match that style with an agent with the same style, you know, and those conversations, Yeah, those conversations are a whole lot different because now you have something in common with that agent and they can relate a little better. So things like that and using data and understanding, designing around the customer is, I mean, that's huge right now in the federal space. And I'm sure it's going to be driven down more and more. I'm seeing it driven down to local and state governments as well.
Mm. So I have to ask, what was the waiting music for the Trump hotline you set up? Do you have a call waiting song? I was picturing like Rubber Band Man by the Spinners, just that intro. I was picturing that. Did you get to pick that song?
Oh, Rubber Band Man by the Spinners. Oh, you're going way back. Does anybody remember the Rubber Band?
Just think of that bass intro as you're sitting there waiting on hold. How are you going to be angry, right?
Yeah, you would think so, but no, you have to go with the nice, you know, it's a typical classical or something a little bit more smooth. The whole point is not to keep them on the phone, that keep them waiting for very long. That's the key, you know. Yeah.
That's Rosetta Liu, Principal Consultant at GovCXP. As always, head to thefutureofcommerce.com to find our section of information entirely dedicated to leadership, data, and current news around COVID-19. Also, be sure to subscribe to receive those new episodes as they're released, and leave us a review if you feel so compelled to do so. I'm Stephen Spears, and this is the Future of Customer Experience and Engagement Podcast. I'm Stephen Spears, and this is the Future of Customer Engagement and Experience Podcast. We'll see you next time.